So I've got a great one for you. I never heard this until Saturday. I think I heard this. You know, sometimes I think I'm like a traffic cop and I don't know where I am, what, you know. But I think I heard something incredible, which is, you know what T-VEC is that you inject into melanoma? You ever hear of that? Yeah. I guess this virus thing that you inject into in transit melanoma lymph nodes and they go away. It's a local therapy. Wow. Okay.
They're injecting that.
Okay, she knows about it. Have you ever given it?
I've never given it. I heard about it.
So now they're injecting that into liver mets, right?
Right. So this is actually a trial that I'm running. So
that's your trial.
That's my trial.
There we go.
And so that's perfect. Why I brought it up.
I didn't know that was in trial.
Oh, yeah. So no, I put the trial together based on the, because remember going back to MSI and MSS. So you have the haves and the have-nots. You truly have the haves and the have-nots. So the question is, what can we do for the have-nots? And the idea is that can you do something that causes an effect T-cell infiltration? Joanna Bendel showed some really interesting data at ASCO. Perhaps I think the most important data from what I do at ASCO was a combination of the MEK inhibitor cobimetinib plus atezolizumab, two drugs that by themselves have no activity but seem to drive these effector cells in, and then you give them a checkpoint inhibitor. The point of T-VEC is not to make holes in the liver. As you pointed out, there are lots of ways to make holes in the liver. You can do RFA, you can operate, you can do SBRT, focused radiation, you can do bland embolization, the list goes on and on. This would be a very expensive and difficult way to make a hole in the liver, but presumably you do kill cells. The idea is to get an effect at a distance. So what I want, what I hope with this study is to get an immune effect, and that's what they see in melanoma. You inject a lesion here, but you get benefit in the liver or some other place.
I'm not sure that's so clear, but...
Well, because what you do is you get a tail of the curve on survival. So presumably what you end up, and you don't get infection in the other. So, you know, I'm an old virus hand from oncolytic viruses going back to the 90s and the early 2000s.
This is a live virus.
It's an attenuated herpes virus. That, well, no, it's attenuated.
That's why I asked if she did it.
But it also, no, it is attenuated, and it's tumor-specific, and it encodes for GM-CSF. So this is purely and really an immunologic play. I mean,
but would you combine it with immunotherapy?
Yeah,
is that
and actually
the idea?
That trial is, so the...
Are you going to do that in your trial, or you're just injecting?
It's actually two separate trials because of companies working
so
together.
So with what, a checkpoint inhibitor?
Actually, a tezo.
Wow.
And that's already been press released. I'm not telling you anything. That, so the early part with the injections is underway, but the follow-up trial, which we're doing, is with atezo.